This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the truckers, the guys and gals out there, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You'll be glad you did, because there's some things on there that'll save you some money. All right. Here he is from California IA, the professor of politics, hour number two, Kyle Warren. And, yep, they're on the porch.
That's right. It's the weekend. There they are.
Yep. Late night at the bar. They got 40 minutes to closing, 50 minutes of closing time. So it's late night at the bar. They're carrying on. There's been some karaoke singing. They've been doing some dancing. I was watching them a little bit earlier when I stuck my head out the door there long, you know, before the show started, just to see what they were up to, and they were having a good time. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we move down the Jen Psaki road again, the Chicago Police Department and Lori Lightfoot and her crew are promising to send mental health professionals on all 911 calls. Now, that was done the other day in Texas at a armed standoff, if you will. And how'd that work out?
Well, that's right, Captain. On Thursday, the standoff that left one Texas sheriff sergeant killed and four other officers injured after a man was barricaded in a house. This is Loveland, Texas, west of Lubbock, we understand. Officers evidently allowed a police negotiator to go in and be there, but evidently the suspect wouldn't have any of that and opened the door and began to open fire after police made contact again. But this is one of those things where, unfortunately, we had an officer or sheriff's deputy die and four other deputies wounded.
Yeah. And my whole point to saying that is that, sending the people in, the mental health people, whether you call them a negotiator or whatever you call them, when you're dealing with somebody that's got a gun pointed at you, maybe you ought to take the guy with the gun out, or girl.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, there's a time and a place, obviously, and a great benefit, I'm sure, when negotiators are brought in or mental health professionals. But you have to it has to be the exact right situation so that people, especially law enforcement, is safe.
Yep, not when there's a weapon involved and you can see it, and it's loaded and pointed at you. Now, it appears that fascism is coming after free people in the name of getting a vaccine and fighting disinformation, but the American people and the public, are they're not asleep nor naive to the threat. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, dropped a bomb at the Daily Priest briefing when she acknowledged that the Biden administration is working alongside social media companies to direct and control the accepted narrative over the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, Captain, just replace that with the Trump administration or Bush administration or Reagan administration. You know, just throw in a Republican administration of any variety, and that suddenly becomes the kind of thing that every single left-wing commentator, news program, late-night talk show, you name it, would be saying, this is it. They're controlling all the – they don't want you to hear this and that. And but yet it's the Biden administration, so there's going to be a lot of huh, what out there from these types.
Now, we know that we've got individuals in Cuba planning on shipping stuff down to Cuba, transferring things on the water and whatnot. And federal authorities now are warning the organizers planning a big flotilla next week from South Florida down into the waters near Cuba, that they could all wind up going to prison.
That's right. They could wind up going to prison for...
And it might not be our prison.
Right. Well, 10 years in prison is what the DHS is telling them. $25,000 a day.
Yeah, and Cuba, and Cuba could take them too, because Cuba, I believe the Cuban waters go out 50 miles, according to them.
Right. So if they decide that you've violated their territorial waters, then all bets would be off. That's exactly right. But with some of these people that are calling for the flotilla to do, not necessarily to enter into the territorial waters, but to try to show support for the Cuban people. But this is, again, you know, the very tenor of all this is very unsettling for those who see many of their potentially some of their relatives, perhaps, or you know, but all of us watching what's happening in Cuba. Stand with them. We understand the human desire to be free, the human spirit, and that's what we're trying to support.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to break. We're coming right back right after the break with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, remember that army duck in the Missouri lake that got caught in a storm and wound up sinking? Just the people drowned? Wait till you hear where we're going with that next. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell is changing the game with his six-piece towel set. I've got one, and I love it. Now, this set is made with USA cotton. It's making it extremely absorbent as a result, yet still provides a soft feel look that you look for in a towel. And I'm telling you, it's the best towels that I've ever owned. My wife used to take a lot of pride in going out and getting some really good bath towels. These are the best ones I've had yet. Now, the set comes with two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99. You save $70 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99. You can also get the, this is on the towel set, you can also get the MyPillow towel there as well. Save yourself a bunch of money there, lowest price ever. And there's a lot of other things there. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there as well. Remember, the product code is always CAPTAIN. They have a phone number you can call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for any of these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. 800-641-5459. And we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to get a pillow.
That's right. Yeah,
I
love.
I get a towel.
Yeah, I love my MyPillow. By
yep.
the way, yeah.
I get a bathrobe.
That's well. There's so much there. That's great.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Now, Missouri. When was it? 2 years ago when they had this this horrible accident where the army duck sank and people drowned. Was that what it was on
yes,
the lake?
It was on. Yeah, it was in July of 2018, I believe. Yes.
Okay. Well, a local prosecutor in Missouri filed a total of 63 felony criminal charges against three employees over a July 2018 tourist army duck boat accident on a Missouri lake that killed 17 people. And what happened was, there were two ducks that were out that day. One saw the bad weather coming, immediately turned around and went back to shore. The other one was out in front of it, saw the bad weather coming and said, well, I got enough time to make the tour and come back. Didn't happen as a result of their mistake of staying out there when they should have come right back in. 17 people drowned.
17 people drowned, and at that time they
including were... Including some children.
That's exactly right. And the charges reflect that endangerment of children and this kind of thing, and it led to this tragedy that occurred. The wind speed at the time of the accident, Captain, is said to be some 70 miles an hour. They had forecast that it would go faster than 60 miles an hour. So you're talking about pretty much almost hurricane-force winds happening at the time that this tragedy occurred.
Yeah, and they knew it was coming. They saw it. The
yeah.
other boat turned around and warned the other one, said, you're going to turn around? No, I got enough time to do it, or whatever. And they made the mistake. So here's what happens. And unfortunately, I think they're going to win their case.
Yes. Well, we understand that the refund, had they simply canceled the tour, would have been about $900 to refund the money.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in your state, California, California lawmakers approved the first state-funded guaranteed income plan in the United States with $35 million for monthly cash payments to qualifying pregnant people and young adults who recently left foster care with no restrictions on how to spend it. They just give them the money, and away they go. And by the way, the pregnant women, once they drop the baby, they get $300 a month.
Well, yeah, this
on top of that.
Right. This was, although very interestingly enough, this was a unanimous vote, basically, and with the Republicans signing on as well. But the local officials, really, of these different communities, are it's up to them of how to distribute the money and what the amount would be. It could be somewhere $500 to $1,000, evidently, we understand. So, but yes, this is the first basic guaranteed income in California. And I'm sure that we'll hear a lot more about it and calls for having other kinds of these programs. But again, it begs the question, where does the money come from and how long can you sustain something like this?
I don't think you can. And there's more people that are leaving California than are coming in.
Well, that's right. Well, similar to what Biden was talking about the other day, because as you know, the first child tax credits are going out basically, and it gave President Biden the opportunity to say that, you know, Americans and corporations and the wealthy, et cetera, they're not paying their fair share, and so it's another springboard for that kind of talk.
Yes, you're not paying your fair share. What's your fair share?
Well, that's a really good question. And last time I checked, Captain, there's no prohibition for people, especially
nope.
Democrat Party elite, to send in more money
nope.
if they wanted to.
Nope. And like I said, what's your fair share? Tell me. When you figure it out, let me know.
Right.
Yeah. Now, not to be outdone, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who, again, the day after she said something the day before, turned around and denied that the federal government was spying on certain individuals' social media accounts to look for misinformation about COVID-19, but also said that a person who's banned from one platform for sharing misinformation should be banned from all of them. Thank you very much, Dr. Jen Psaki, a wisdom person of all type.
Well, basically, though, she's just, you know, coming right out and saying in the open, I'm sure what they say behind closed doors or have been saying and what their real thoughts are. If you say something that they don't like, they just want you to be canceled, basically.
Well, Donald Trump yesterday said that he was no longer on social media and that he was going to have his own social media platform and this, that, and the other, because there have been some social media platforms that have come out that have been rumored to be have something to do with him, but actually they don't. The last one was called Getter, G-E-T-T-R, and that has nothing to do with him. That's one of his trusty, dusty assistants that started that. But I do know that they are on Parler, the entire Trump clan, and it's the Trumps that are there. It's not somebody using their name. It's the Trumps.
It's the actual Trumps, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think where a lot of this is going to go and why there's such a big push by the Biden White House and Jen Psaki and so forth is because they know that the real discussion really should be focusing on whether or not these big social media platforms are actually like public utilities. They need to be regulated in some way, and they need not to be able to simply say, we don't like you, so we're booting you off.
Now, Senator Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer still got a problem in the Senate with one Joe Manchin. Because Joe Manchin has said no to the filibuster reform that they're trying to get him to agree on to get rid of the filibuster. And he said no, absolutely not. But he also said yes, he would vote for Schumer's big budget vote.
Well, right, and he's trying to walk that fine line to a great degree, but at the very least, saying no to the filibuster reform, and, you know, the other day, wasn't it Senator Bernie Sanders who said, we got to get rid of the filibuster so that the majority can rule. And when I heard
I thought you were going to go into your Bernie Sanders.
So the majority can rule. You know, that it's real scary because, you know, wait a minute. You know, we're not talking about simply being able to rule over other people, but that's exactly what I think he actually means by that. So, in other words, take out anything where the party in the minority can ever have any say. In other words, so that the filibuster is actually there as part of the mechanism to make sure that no one can just run roughshod over you and have a one-party system. You know, we have that in California. You see what happens here.
By the way, House Republicans yesterday introduced a bill to end the tyrannical federal mask mandates, making it effective immediately upon passage and being signed by the president. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but they did it.
Well, they did it, and of course, we're seeing what's happening in California. I think this is really going to be a bellwether because they've got these new cases, et cetera, and so now the mask mandate in L.A. County is that if you go inside anywhere, you have to wear a mask. And so that likely spread to other surrounding counties like Orange County. Other states may look at that as well. So unfortunately, the notion of the mask mandate will not be going anywhere anytime soon.
Now, the Haitian probe is revealing that Colombia ex-soldiers are being sought globally for private security. And one of the reasons for that is because they've had this internal strife in Colombia for a number of years. And the Colombian soldiers are ruthless in their methods, which is why they're hiring them for security. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with an Edwards Notebook and more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think, bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And before we get to the Edwards Notebook, I got to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Auto Insurance. Spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico has more than auto insurance because they've got insurance for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about a motorcycle? How about an RV? How about an ATV or a boat? How about your home? How about your apartment? Or how about your condo? They can insure all of that. And if you bundle your homeowners, renters, or condo insurance together with your automobile, you'll save a boatload of money. All you got to do is go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, for more information, and you'll find out what I just told you. Alrighty, time for an Edwards Notebook.
When it comes to the founding of the United States of America, it may be shocking to most Christians today, but it was New England ministers who played a key role in rallying support for war against the tyranny of King George. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Ministers pressed their congregations to overthrow King George because they believed that rebellion against tyrants was obedience to God. From many pulpits, ministers recruited troops and strengthened them for battle. Those church leaders knew that the Bible places great emphasis on due submission to civil authorities, but they also noted that many passages approve resistance to ungodly authority. It is therefore no coincidence that one of the slogans of the American Revolutions was, "No King, but King Jesus." Most of the patriots, including men of the cloth, found in their faith and in God's word the courage to risk their lives and properties in order to break the tyranny of an unjust human authority. The ministers of the revolution understood that freedom and liberty emanate from freedom in Christ, and the principles emanated in the word of God. I pray the ministers of today will stand for true liberty in Christ and in America. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and that's the Edwards Notebook, and I'm going to bring Kyle into here. You know, Kyle, there's some truth in what he just said there, but you're not going to see it, unfortunately. These are different times.
Well, that's right. Yeah, very interesting historical perspective. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was going to say, some of the ministers that he talked about that actually recruited troops and people to go fight for the colonies at that time of history actually went out and fought themselves.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. These ministers were people who went out there with a musket and got right into it.
Yeah, and again, this is the part and parcel of the Revolutionary War, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here we go. Back to the fire. Talked about AOC a little bit earlier, folks, and I got to tell you again, this is a quote. Listen to this. "We stand in solidarity with the Cuban people and condemn the suppression of the media, speech, and protests. We will also call for an end to the U.S. embargo and additional Trump-era restrictions that are profoundly contributing to the suffering of the Cubans." That came from AOC, live and in living color.
Well, again, you know, this is not the time, you know, to try to give the impression at all that somehow you're blaming the United States for the plight of the Cuban people. In fact, it's the communist regime's responsibility.
Yeah, where's the word communism in this?
Well, it's not going to be there.
Even socialism.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, again, the other day, didn't President Biden say, in I think a very watered-down way, where he said, you know, the Cuban government needs to, you know, respond to the needs of the people. Well, we're not asking them to be better communists, and we never will ask them to be somehow better socialists or this kind of stuff, because, Captain, communism isn't about responding to the needs of the people or anything. It's about ruling over them. Unfortunately, President Biden, I think, had a very, very bad choice of words, because it shows he clearly is not going to do what he should do and speak the way he should speak.
Well, that's because of his condition.
Well, that's right. And also, I think the Biden administration, AOC, is a prime example as well of this kind of thinking, that they're more in line with the ideas of socialism, to put it mildly here, than they would be with the idea that people are free, that they are, and go right back to our Declaration of Independence, where we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. I mean, they're just not on that same page.
So Rudy Giuliani comes out and blames Bill de Blasio for the surging prostitution and crime in New York City, which I think is a fair thing to do. He's the guy in charge, right?
Sure.
And it's all going downhill, right?
Yeah, big time.
And what used to be cleaned up in Times Square in New York City, where you wouldn't have to worry about walking 100 feet and having a girl go, "Excuse me, you want to have a party?"
Right, right.
You know, I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but again, and de Blasio has presided over this horrific downfall of one of the greatest cities in the world, New York City. And de Blasio himself, of course, is into socialism, this kind of thing. And it just goes to show that once you start down that road, that it's going to be a very, very difficult thing. And it's going to be harder and harder to ever try to get back to where Giuliani was even able to get New York City back to.
Now, the United States has imposed sanctions as of Friday on 7 Chinese officials over Beijing's crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong.
Well, that's right. And the very least, that's a step in the right direction, one would think. because again, you know, we need to be very serious about this stuff. We need to be the bastion of democracy, not somehow, again, giving these kinds of responses that we've seen up to this point with the Biden administration.
By the way, there's a group of 9 GOP senators that have demanded infrastructure without the out-of-control spending. That'll be an interesting trick.
Well, certainly. But again, the American people, by and large, they agree that infrastructure is a major priority. And in this case, I don't think that they mind a lot of spending on that if it were to do the things like mm-hmm. fix the bridges, fix the roads, mm-hmm. This kind of stuff. But not this, whatever it mm-hmm. is the Biden administration is trying to do.
Now, the CBS Evening News, which has been around since God created television, right?
Right.
The struggling CBS Evening News once again is undergoing another reorganizational move to try and revive their low TV ratings. They're at the bottom of the barrel with Nora O'Donnell doing the nightly news.
Well, yes, and they have actually, I think, been struggling for a while now, obviously, and trying to revamp the 30-minute evening news kind of program, is easier.
Try reporting the news, for instance.
Well, that's right. I think a lot of Americans have simply tuned out of these kinds of things because, number one, it's on for only a brief yeah. amount of time, and number two, they're not getting what they think they should be getting.
All right, well, what do you hear this one? Republican Jason Smith from Missouri wrote a letter to state attorneys generals calling on them to prepare a legal response to President Joe Biden's January decision to suspend funding for a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border. Smith claims in his letter that Biden violated the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 that establishes that Congress has the sole authority over how the budget is used. Right now, all the border states, California, Arizona, New Mexico and Texas are going to be involved, it looks like, in a suit to get the money put back in if this is indeed a violation and finish the wall where it needs to be finished.
Well, again, you know, the mark of a administration like the Biden administration is that they just don't care, evidently, that that would be a violation, what they called for, what Joe Biden actually did. Because, again, it was part of their political policy. But, again, the American people expect that the governments are going to play by the rules and they're going to follow these rules and they're not going to simply be able to willy-nilly pick and choose what they're going to do next.
Yeah, and I want to give a special shout-out to Bailey. Bailey did not tell us where he or she was at, just said, I listen to your show every night. I appreciate you and the professor and what you talk about. Keep up the great work. Well, thanks, Bailey, but I can't recognize where you're at, so it's just something we got from Bailey.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Bailey. We appreciate those kind words. Absolutely.
And in the meantime, here's one that just came in from John, and John is saying, great event yesterday with Fred and his wife and the other veteran that was there. Yeah, it was, and I was proud to be a part of that. I mean, part of history with a 95-year-old veteran who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Imagine that.
Wow.
Over 40 years in the military.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep, it's not being done anymore. Most of them do 20 and they get out.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right back, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. So don't go anywhere. We shall return with that. And this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, and Don and Donna, now when you see those big fancy Prevost coaches out there, okay, let me just tell you, when you see them out there, look on the side and see if it says Star Coaches on it. If it says Star Coaches, that's one of Don's buses. He's got the buses that he runs as well as the drivers. And want to give a special shout out to the Save America bus. It's Sam and Danny. Hope you guys are doing okay. And we're going to get it started right now with a little music. And the pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Here we go. Gretchen Wilson. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, I love that one. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. You got it.
Oh, boy. All right, let me read this real quick and then turn it over to you. We do have some weather to talk about. Heavy rain may result in flash urban and small stream flooding, as well as new and renewed river rises from the southern plains into New England Saturday, with the greatest threat over the northeast. Now, heat advisories will be in effect for parts of the northeast. Chris Markowski yesterday told us it was really hot over there on Long Island. Into the middle Atlantic, with excessive heat forecast in portions of the northern Rockies and high plains, too, this weekend into next week. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the southwest tonight, of course, in Flagstaff, Arizona. They've declared a state of emergency because of the flash flooding that has torn through that area just over the last couple of days or so. So definitely a lot going on there, so be careful in that area. Looks like some of those flash flood warnings have dropped off that went over into New Mexico, but still be very careful because there's monsoonal moisture through Arizona, parts of New Mexico, and Utah. We do have fire weather watches in central up to northern California, and especially the Bootleg Fire creating what they call pyrocumulus clouds, which can spark lightning or have generate lightning, even tornadoes as well, because it creates its own weather, and also can create a downburst, which can also spread embers, which means the fire can spread very, very easily. So they're really dealing with a lot right now with the Jack and Bootleg fires up there in northern California, southern Oregon. Also up in eastern Montana, excessive heat warning tonight. I-90 near Billings, U.S. Highway 2 in northern Montana. Fire weather warning near Boise, and excessive heat watch in southern Idaho tonight, Captain.
Well, we're going to start out in Minnesota, because the way northern part of Minnesota, from Duluth all along the Canadian border, inland from Canada about 20 or 30 miles, all the way over to Grand Forks, North Dakota, all the way down to Fargo and Red River Valley, that one stretch there right along the valley, you've got some very poor air quality. The air lingers up there. Down in the southeastern part of Oklahoma, you got some flood watches. North and central part
of Oklahoma, Kansas. You've got some weather in the northwestern part of Kansas around Goodland. Unsettled weather conditions there could have thunderstorms sparking up at any time. And, of course, you know, it doesn't take much that's out there where you might get a tornado fired up during the day. And then over there on I-44, right there on the Missouri line, you've got a little area of flooding in that part of the country. But the flooding starts big time in the southeastern corner of Illinois. And then it goes over towards, or Indiana, sorry. Then it goes over towards Ohio to Cincinnati. Then it's pretty much going up I-71 all the way to Cleveland, and then east over to Erie on 90. And then it goes down into Pennsylvania. It covers Pittsburgh, rain and flooding. And then we've also got right along I-90 all the way to Buffalo, and then I-90 all the way across to Albany, all the way across to Boston. And then south of I-90 all the way down to I-80, you're going to have heavy rain and flooding conditions, various flash flooding and whatnot, all the way across to Jersey, the mountains of New Jersey, the mountains of Maryland, the eastern part along the north-south part of the Pennsylvania Turnpike as well. So be advised, the weather's not going to be fun this weekend over in that area. And Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now we change gears and kick on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, every time we talk to her, we got to take a look to what's going on in Afghanistan. Now, by the way, I'm going to start with something. I was at a function yesterday for a 95-year-old World War II Korea and Vietnam vet, and we had a two-star general there. We also had several colonels, full birds, light birds, majors, captains, lieutenants, a lot of non-coms, and the whole room was in agreement with the problem. General Milley needs to go.
Touché.
Yep. I mean, everybody in the room thought so. I've never been somewhere where everybody agreed on something like that, and I hate to even talk about a general officer in that respect, but that's what we believe.
Well, it's really kind of remarkable that politics and, I would say, just some kind of... I don't want to use the word hate, but, you know, just disrespect, has entered into that Pentagon. It's been going on a while, but, certainly it's escalated. And, you know, I gotta believe that, you know, when you become part of the brass, it all becomes politics, especially at the Pentagon level.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, once you get out of war college, it's like you are some kind of an elitist, and yeah, we're in a bad way. We're in a very bad way.
Well, we know they're trying to purge the military. That's all pretty obvious of what we're seeing. Unfortunately for the military, some of the hard charges that are there are just exactly that, and they can't just toss them out. Now, four-star generals are not necessarily a dime a dozen either, but the other generals, and especially the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Berger, they're being a little quiet.
Well, let me tell you, the rank and file is running for the exits, and the exit doors are getting very clogged.
I know. Believe me, I know. Hold on. Be right back more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, so don't go anywhere. Going to take a little break, and then we'll be back right after the top of the hour news. So, Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.